All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning into the first Quiet Ones podcast episode. I'm joined by my very good friends, Joey and Alex, and they will be helping me out with reading the topics and getting some great conversations going on. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, hello.
What's good? What's good? All right. So this is kind of like our first big episode that we're trying to do to get this show running. So let's hope it goes for a good one. Now, today's first topic is going to be about the big fire that was started by a gender reveal firework. Oh, my goodness. Now, I just don't know how.
That shit was so
I don't know what happened. All I heard was Hill gets set on fire in California because of a gender reveal firework. Like, what was supposed to happen? Did some bum just not set up the firework good enough? Like, what happened?
Apparently, they did it, and there was, like, really tall grass.
Yeah, there. That doesn't make sense, though. Like,
I mean, why would you set a firework amidst tall grass?
I mean,
I don't know if
they set it, it was in tall grass, the flame went off, it started the fire around the firework even before it went into the air. It went into the air, one of the sparks from the blast went onto the hill, or the firework didn't just go into the air and just went straight into the tall grass. It's odd. But see, now...
I mean...
What were you going to say?
Either way, you're not allowed to be doing fireworks unless it's the 4th of July or... Okay.
Okay, calm down, bud. In my neighborhood, that literally doesn't exist.
Same.
Okay, those are, like, illegal, though. Those are technically illegal.
Like, yeah, it is law. People know about it. People complain about it. But what are you going to do?
At least they have something to remember their baby shower now.
Oh, yeah. You were going to be.
What did you do for your baby shower? Oh, I screwed up the entire ecosystem.
Bro, I just messed up freaking life for millions of people that have asthma.
I just ruined planet Earth. It's fine.
And then that's the thing, because when we first heard about it, okay, the fire happened. Oof. Big oof. Uh-oh. The firework went off, set it a fire onto a hill. But that wasn't just any hill. It was a huge one, and it's still spreading today. First, we got... message from San Francisco yesterday. It was red out there. It looked like Mars. It was some kind of monkey round. Protect your perks, everybody. We got a problem. It looked like someone started up a game of zombies. I don't know what.
Bruh, it looked like the meatball round in Shadows.
For real. If I was out there, I'd be taking mad pics. But I'm not, because I'm not out there. And I was kind of sad because we live in LA. So we're like, okay. It's clear over here. Yeah, maybe it smells like smoke. There's a little fog. There's a little overcast. We see pictures from San Fran. It's just red over there. It's scary. Holy. Yeah.
This isn't even overcast. This is literally
Literally like fog, smoke. Fast forward to today. It's foggy outside. It's yellow. It's orange. It's gloomy. It smells like fire. It's everywhere. Holy. Now we gotta, like, the entire population has to deal with this now. I haven't been outside, like, all day because I don't want to let into my house. I don't want that to smell like here. A bunch of people that live here have asthma and they're just gonna completely go off. It's crazy. See, now why do you guys think it was red in San Francisco, though?
More fires and stuff?
Probably, yeah, I believe.
Probably the fires might have had something to do with it.
It was all that. But it was closer over there. I don't know exactly where it was or what city. But, I mean, if it got all the way over there, either what call it.
It's Daly City.
Or it was there. It's just, it's crazy. It's thick. It's red. The sun can't even get through that stuff. It's just nasty. I don't like it. It's just crazy.
Yeah, that shit was disgusting.
Literally.
And yeah, I haven't
it's like someone. It's like God was freaking eating Flamin' Hot Cheetos and he just dropped the rest of the crust onto the earth.
It's like he wiped his freaking Cheeto fingers on his cloak and was like, stop.
On his cloud.
On his cloud, like, holy. All right, so now moving on from the fire, which is very unfortunate. I hope no one's hurt or anything. Actually, I think I heard a few people died. It's very bad. Hope they're with God.
That sucks.
So, my buddy Joey asked me a few questions today. There's kind of like some brain teasers. They weren't like, you know, solve this riddle or anything, but they're like considering like, oh, would you consider this to be that? And then you would think about it like, is that really that? So how about you ask us a few of those questions, sir?
Well, the first big one I ask you is, like, is cereal like soup? I think it's soup. I think it qualifies as soup.
Because what? It has a like, liquid and a...
Pistol. It has some sort of, like, not edible. It's a soup. It's something that's made, that's... They put like some sort of liquid-like substance into some broth-like substance, something to substitute the broth, and you're putting cereal inside.
Which would count as like the
so kind of like
the pieces that float around in soup or something like that.
Yeah, like little pieces of chicken, or vegetables. Or something. And then if like for the people that want to argue, oh well, it's cold, it can't be still. Well, you can
have cold soup. Yeah, you can
still freaking drink or eat.
Yeah. Soup doesn't have to die. A lot of people eat stuff cold. A lot, like, I think some people are nasty from just opening the fridge from
cold pizza.
Yeah, from like last night's leftovers and just straight up eating it out of the fridge. I mean,
okay,
you do, but
yeah.
But what I think, feel like cereal is not a soup. The reasoning is
why not?
Yes, it does have a liquid. And it has some kind of floaty bits that you could chew on, but I don't know. Whenever I see soup, it's always, okay, yes, it could be cold, you know, always hot, always has a broth of some sort or like a savory kind of like thing to it and some vegetables, meat, or what have you. Yes, there is like tomato soup, which, you know, there's no broth. It's just crushed up tomatoes. And then there's pea soup, which is split peas and stuff like that. But see, I'd still think it's the same thing. Like, it's like kind of like a savory taste. You really don't have sweet soup or anything like that. So, yeah, for me, I don't think cereal would count as a soup.
Also,
and yes, you do eat it with a spoon.
Yeah, but also, soup isn't supposed to be sweet. It's not supposed to have sugar in it.
Yeah.
Cereal.
Says who? Make strawberry puree and turn it into strawberry soup, and it'd be
sweet. But literally, when was the last time you sweet? Tell me that.
Never, but that's not the point.
Yeah, but that's like not a norm. It's nothing unsweet soup.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. But
let's hear a little bit from you, Hito. What do you think about the sweet soup kind of thing?
Well, like, literally, cereal isn't supposed to be sweet. It's not supposed to have, like, sugar in it. And also, like, I don't know, it's two different flavors. It has two completely...
Cereal is supposed to be sweet.
No, that's what I said. Soup's not supposed to be sweet.
No, you said cereal.
Didn't.
I don't know, I'll run it back in the recording.
Welcome,
I don't know, I'll run
cereal.
It back. Anyways, go on.
Literally, soup is not supposed to be sweet at all, and it's, like, two completely different, like, flavors.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
We're, like, on different sides of the spectrum, you know?
Does your soup taste like milk?
But...
Okay, that's
different. No, but who's the one... Who has the say in that soup can't be sweet? Who has
I think a lot of people, if like you would just serve them like a sweet, like soupy thing with things floating around, I think they would think this is something other than soup.
Okay, but if somebody ordered a banana soup, don't you think they know?
It's not a thing though.
I guess you would say it like it would be taste like bananas, all that stuff. Like, but you never hear, hey, can I get some banana soup? Can I get some strawberry soup? Can I get some kind of sweet soup?
Yeah, but if you did.
Yeah, but it's...
If you did, you just automatically...
Theoretically speaking, yes. A cereal can be a soup. It has a liquid, and it has floaty bits, and you eat it with a spoon. Doesn't matter hot or cold. But in actual terms of I want to go to a restaurant and I ordered soup and I got it sweet, I would say, this sucks. This isn't soup. Give me my money back, you bum.
I guess.
All right. I know you have another one, so why don't we keep on rolling down these?
Let's go with the big one. Does pineapple? Well, what's your opinion on pineapple on pizza?
Well, I don't want to like upset anybody, but but I mean,
and Alice, pineapple 100% belongs on pizza. That's all I'm gonna.
Okay, 100%. I side with you with that. Am I gonna say every pizza I want has pineapple? It needs to have pineapple. If it's like pepperoni, if it doesn't have it, then what? Why would you call it pizza? No, I'm not gonna say that because you know, it's a topping that you know you would have sometimes, or if you like pineapple on pizza, you have it quite often. But am I saying, like, if I look at a basic picture of pizza, am I gonna see always pineapple on it? No, I'm gonna see like pepperoni, or like some kind of meat topping, maybe some, what is it? Green pepper, some bell pepper on it. Yeah, that's like the generic pizza picture.
I mean,
because people always give the argument.
Yeah,
that Alex, you can.
I was like, I mean, to be honest, like I personally am okay with pineapple on pizza. Am I gonna like order it? Like, oh my god, I want it like so bad. Like, no, not really. Yes. Like, not to me.
My favorite pizza.
Like, literally, that, like, I'm not gonna be, like, mad if I don't have pineapple on my pizza. I mean, if...
So, you're telling me that you would order a ham pizza. Salty AF, a ham pizza.
I mean, I don't eat ham pizzas, though. I get pepperoni, though.
But you eat pineapple. Mm-hmm. The point of the pineapple is to balance out the saltiness and the sweetness. That's like getting freaking waffles. Or pancakes a la mode. Like, you add ice cream.
I mean, those will still be bomb.
Like, waffles and pancakes, they're... No, yeah, for sure. Like, but they're not, like... They're, okay, given they could be sweet if you add, like, a cinnamon or, like, some weird retarded freaking pancake or waffle. But mostly it's just, like a different way to make bread, right? So it's, like... That's, like... Why, it's, like, saying, why would you want to add a sweet freaking pineapple onto a salty, savory pizza? Then why would you add like ice cream or whipped cream on top of that? Or and then if you do consider pancakes and waffles to be sweet, then why do you butter them?
Yeah. Well, then but see where I'm going to go is you said why would you just have ham on a pizza? It's going to taste weird. Why would you just have pepperoni on pizza?
It's going to taste super
healthy. Yeah, no, but like why would you just have pepperoni on pizza? Why would you have a meat lover's pizza which comes with all of that But see, now I get it. It's okay, so ham on pizza that would be, you know, kind of salty, but people still eat it. But yeah, balancing it out with the sweet pineapple that it tastes good. It tastes fine. It tastes like, you know, regular pizza.
To me, I don't necessarily care for pineapple on my pizza. Like, if my friend wants pineapple on his pizza, that's fine. Like, we can get pineapple on pizza. But it's not something that I'm, like, going out of my way to get. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like...
I mean, Joaquin, your point... You were...
Joey said, does pineapple belong on pizza? My whole point was, it doesn't belong on it. But you can have it, you know. Pineapple doesn't need to be on pizza. Doesn't have to. You can just order it if you want it.
Well, then onions don't belong on
pizza. Well, they don't.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Neither do olives.
Yeah, they don't. They.
But why is it such a norm to have those on pizza?
I don't. I barely ever see, rarely ever see onions on pizza. Usually, if it's on like a Supreme or something, you don't order a pepperoni pizza and expect it to come with onions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but expanding on your point earlier, you were talking about about ham pizza and that there's meat lover's pizza.
Yeah.
Well, it's called a meat lover's pizza for a reason. If you're ordering a meat lover's pizza, you obviously like that taste of salty, savory things. But if you were just to order a ham pizza, wouldn't you just rather order a meat lover's pizza if you love that taste so much?
I mean, you never know. Some people can just like ham.
Exactly.
I mean, I guess, but there's a reason you've never heard of a straight up ham
pizza. Yeah. No, you know, there's not like always on the menu, oh yeah, ham pizza.
It's never.
You're going to have to ask for it, like special order kind of thing.
Then again, you also don't hear about just a plain pineapple pizza.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, but that too, but there's no freaking sweet lover's pizza. There's a meat lover's pizza.
Yeah. And then I'd say, like, you don't just have pineapple pizzas that taste weird. Cheese and pineapple?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's why you have it with the ham.
Yeah, you'd have to balance it out. Because just the cheese and the sauce alone, like Papa John's, they have sweet sauce. Their sauce is good. Their sauce game is on point. But their sauce is kind of sweet. So why would you have a sweet, sweet pizza with added pineapples?
What do you think the best topping on pizza? Not topping. What do you think the best, like, side dip or side, like, side dip to have with pizza is? Ranch?
So you're, like, adding, like, a dressing or, like, some kind of stuff like that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't
know. Like, there's ranch, there's garlic butter.
Yeah, I know Domino's makes, like, buffalo chicken one where they have, the grilled chicken and then they have buffalo sauce. That one's okay. But, like, if you're really just going to – well, I know people put, like, garlic sauce – like it's like an oily kind of
garlic
butter or whatever, or butter, or like
shit is gas, not butter, just straight up butter would be.
Yeah, that would be, or just ranch.
Ranch, yeah.
Ranch is pretty
good.
Ranch is like the basic. You know, it tastes good with anything. You can even have it with pineapples. It doesn't matter. It'll taste pretty good.
Mm.
And like in a way, you kind of cancel that. You know, you're canceling out the flavors, but you just kind of add it. Add on to it,
yeah, because ranch,
it'll overpower it, but you still get like those, you know, little cliff notes of food,
but in like a good way, yeah.
You're just not going to be eating straight up.
I just really prefer, I think that in my opinion, the all time best and signature. I wouldn't say signature though, because that's just Papa John's. Uh-huh. They have like their own like special garlic butter, which is personally my favorite, like, you know, side dip to have with a pizza. But ranch, I'm not denying like ranch. I'm not calling ranch bad. Yeah. I'm just saying that I personally like garlic butter way better.
Yeah, because because ranch is my favorite, to be honest. Like, I like ranch on pizza.
I do too, but it's too overpowering. You can't taste the pizza enough, especially if you go out of your way to order a pizza that you like. Let's say you're having a field trip or something, or a pizza freaking party at school when you're in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, do you guys want freaking pepperoni pizza or cheese pizza? Oh shoot, you're my favorite pepperoni. Let's get pepperoni. They do a vote. Pepperoni wins, and then you get freaking you get garlic butter and ranch to choose from. You didn't work hard, but you got lucky and you got the pizza you voted for, and you're just gonna overpower it and drench it with ranch.
I mean, but like, but if you put the right amount of ranch, like, then you don't have to worry about that.
And then who said you have to drench it with ranch? You could put little drizzles. Yeah. You have to.
I mean, I didn't mean drench. Like, yeah, you know what I mean.
Just so like you wanted that specific pizza, and then you're just gonna put ranch in it and ruin it. Like you wanted the pizza, so why would you just?
Ranch is just good. Exactly. Ranch is just good.
Yeah. And then it brings you to the question. We're forgetting about the ranch right now. Why is it such a thing? Like, a bad thing? That brings the question. No. Pineapple on pizza. People think it's disgusting. People hate others for it. Like, we just basically discussed, it could be on it. If you like it, yeah. But then people just say, ew, if you like pineapple on pizza, I don't know you no more. Like, why people get so offensive over that? It's just a thing that's...
People just say that because it's not their favorite.
And then I think it's kind of like a bandwagon thing. Like, what am I going to say? It's kind of like if you're a Republican or a Democrat. What am I going to say? Do I like pineapple on pizza? If I say I like it, I'm going to be a weird guy. So I'm just going to say I don't.
But everybody's conditioned to like Democrats.
So everyone's conditioned not to. So then everyone's conditioned not to like pizza, pineapple on pizza. And like, it's the people who like pineapple on pizza are the odd men out.
Yeah. I think ranch is good but for pizza, but I think it might be better for, like, chicken wings.
Well, I don't know, because it's...
Even though I say that, even saying that, blue cheese is my favorite thing to dip with ranch.
Yeah.
Or with,
well,
with
chicken. To be completely honest, I don't really like blue cheese. It just has a weird, you know, moldy, you know, well, that's basically what it is. Mold. Not even the tang, same. It literally tastes like mold, and I don't like that. I just can't bring myself. Like, sometimes I've been bamboozled before where, oh, this is ranch, and I taste some, and, well, I got blue cheese. I guess I'm going to have to deal with it. Yeah.
It's blue cheese.
It's crazy. But back to the thing, a dipping sauce on your wings, like, till this day, I think about it. Not like I'm still debating. It's more like, well, why would I put sauce on my sauce? To get a better sauce?
See, I think I found the answer. After listening, after, like, replaying this conversation in my head, I think I found the answer to the question. Does pineapple belong on pizza, yes or no? The answer is ranch.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the answer. Ranch.
The answer is ranch.
Talk about any type of what belongs on what to pizza. Go. Ranch.
Ranch.
That's it. You walk away. You say ranch.
If you don't,
you stare the person in the eye.
You don't like pineapple on pizza.
You're just dumb.
Yeah. Every time someone tries to argue with you about pineapple on pizza, just go look at them in the face and say, Ranch, and then walk away.
Yeah, just be that person. Like, they're trying to start a conversation with you. You don't know. It could be a girl, and they're just trying to get some icebreakers. But nah, if they start with that question, or if they even end with that question, it's always going to be, do you like pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Ranch.
Let's look them dead in the eye. I want you to look them in their freaking iris and just say, ranch, walk away. Doesn't matter if you just met the person. Doesn't matter if you've known them for 3 years. Doesn't matter if you don't know their name. Ranch, get out of there.
Yep.
Next question.
Doritos cool ranch.
Wait, I thought that was the last question.
Should we do another one?
No. I think that was good.
Okay, we'll keep it at that. That was really good, but all right. But back to the question. Back to the question. The whole thing. Dipping sauce for wings. Why would I put sauce on my sauce? Is it just gonna make a different sauce? Who knows?
Dude, for me, I'll say this. My favorite is blue cheese, but I don't think it's the majority at all. Therefore, it can't be the best.
Yeah.
Mine's ranch.
I think, like, it might be
ranch. Ranch wins again. I'm naming this article file, ranch.
Ranch just wins everything. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah. But then...
Ranch is just good. But, buffalo sauce is good, but sometimes it's overkill.
Yeah, and then it gets hot. You know, there's always like it's a little weird. There's a mild buffalo sauce. There's a meat.
Hey, but if it gets too hot,
and then there's a hot buffalo sauce. It's just all buffalo sauce.
If it gets too hot, and you're at a wing or pizza place, you know what you
ranch.
Ranch to like cool down my stuff. But then here's the question: why would you ask for sauce just to ask for more sauce?
Because
I guess it's like
good
down. But then why don't you ever see – he left. Why don't you ever see ranch wings?
I mean, because the whole point of ranch on wings is to, like – I mean, like, to – the reason you put ranch on wings is literally because you want to mix those two flavors, because those flavors, like, go together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But then, yeah, I've just never seen ranch wings. There's always, like, what, lemon pepper, garlic, buffalo. But you never see, like, an actual, like, sauce. I mean, well, those are sauces. Those are, like, they throw them and stuff. But you never see, like, you know, ranch or blue cheese wings. It's just weird.
Yeah, I get you.
Well, I don't that's a hard question because, like, I think people are just so used to ranch being a dip. They're like, they'd rather have the spiciness already in their chicken and, like, dip it in ranch or something. Because then again, like, there's, if you go to, like, Wingstop, there's I think it's the Hawaiian one, there's lemon pepper. There's a bunch of other stuff, but there's no, I feel like ranch can just go with everything, so they'd rather not just throw it into a freaking, because if you got a ranch, like,
if you got a wing,
what would you, like buff, like I don't know. It's just kind of weird. Do you really want a white chicken wing?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking in my mind. Well, it's just gonna be white with like little green specks, and it's gonna be slippery. It, like the habanero, the habanero mangoes.
Oh yeah, those are
good. Like have like good. Like a syrup.
Yeah.
And like those are good. Like a glaze. They're glazed.
Yeah.
Those make sense. You know, glazed food. It's cool. There's a nice little coating. It's shiny. It makes it pop.
You know.
But you don't want to go to a Wingstop and ask for a freaking bag of ranch wings. Like, how do they even stick? Is it just gonna be like you're just gonna make a chicken wing, throw it in the sauce real quick, take it out of the vat of ranch, and then just serve it to someone?
You know, I don't think ranch does good hot. Like buffalo sauce.
Oh yeah, you're right about.
Because I'm pretty sure ranch has like milk in it, right?
I think it has mayonnaise. I think that's like the main ingredient.
It's mayonnaise, milk, garlic.
Yeah,
I think that's it.
No, not the more I think about it. I think
it's mayonnaise in Hidden Valley Ranch mix. It's all it is.
It's supposed to be milk, I think, too, though.
Something. Eggs, milk. Mayonnaise, who knows? Who really knows the specifics behind ranch? Ranch is an enigma to the world. It just happened one day and it went.
Legend has
No one knows where it came from.
Jesus had ranch
the legend of ranch. They literally had it at the table. It was there at the Last Supper. It was there when freaking.
No one used it because they were being humble. No one used it.
Ranch. Who wants to take the last bit of ranch? No one.
Yeah, that's messed nobody. Up. And they didn't want to, like, maybe Jesus wanted some ranch. They didn't want to.
Yeah, you never know.
You never go before Jesus.
Back to the thing. Ranch. Who wants it? It's going to be chunky. It's not. And then back to the mayonnaise. When was the last time you had hot mayonnaise? Like,
I know they put on. That doesn't sound good. That just doesn't sound. Even if it did taste good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound
good. It doesn't sound appealing. That's like saying, oh, do you want freaking? That's like saying, do you want hot orange juice? Nobody wants.
Yeah, you don't want warm orange juice with like the pulp is just bleh. Because like I was thinking of Subway when you ask to get your sandwich toasted, they don't put the sauces on before that. They put them on after. Like I wonder if anyone's ever messed up and like, I forgot to put this in the toaster before I put the sauce. Let me see how this is.
Yeah, and when they even do it before the vegetables because they don't want to.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be cold or like at least fresh.
Yeah, it's supposed to not feel warm. It's supposed to kind of balance out the heat, not like the spice, but like just the temperature of the overall sandwich. My question has been answered. No,
I think we should just all drink ranch for every meal ever.
Like I'm gonna plug the listeners. Watch Melissa McCartney when she goes to Hidden Valley Ranch and eats the ranch. The best as an NFC.
You know, at this point, just ranch, okay, guys?
It's just ranch. We're changing the podcast to ranch.
It's called ranch. This is called ranch now.
Name of the episode, name of everything, ranch.
Yeah, okay? No more the quiet ones. It's just ranch.
Yeah, no more quiet ones. It's just ranch. Ranch, 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 ranch. The freaking profile pics will be changed to just creamy ranch. Maybe I'll get a sponsorship by Hidden Valley Ranch. Who knows? If you're listening,
we'll do shots of
ranch. I'd like the sponsorship. We'll do shots of ranch on the Instagram page at @quiet_ones_podcast. If you're willing to subscribe or follow,
maybe by the time this episode comes out, it'll be _ranch_.
Because it'll probably like the bots that listen to the podcast like to do the whole explicit-y thing. They'll just hear ranch, Hidden Valley, ranch.
Great,
it'll
marketing.
Just be sent to Hidden Valley so we can get sponsorship.
For real. We're just the ranch guys. We spell ranch on our podcast. Hidden Valley, if you're listening, hit me up. Email is somewhere. I don't know.
And Papa John's too.
Papa John's, hit us up too. We will sponsor your pineapple pizza, and we will
the garlic butter.
if anyone ever tries to mess with Papa John's, you freaking DM me or you direct the call to me and they'll ask the question.
Guys,
better ranch. Papa John's.
Pizza, and I'll just scream at the freaking phone. Doesn't matter where I could be in church. I'll just scream, ranch. That's it. Hang up the phone. Go on with my day.
No. Next, I want to be sponsored by Domino's.
No.
But why Domino's? Why Domino's?
Because Domino's is better.
But see, I'm going to have to... We're talking about a lot about food in this first part. We're actually, in the whole podcast, we're going to be talking about food. This is just going to be a food talk. Not a food channel. Sorry for all you foodies out there. It's just food is easy to poke at.
We can do Food Fridays.
But the podcast airs on Saturdays. It's not going to work.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could do so, 5 minutes of food every...
We could probably do food talk. And then, hey, maybe we'll add some little segments. We'll see what movies we've been watching, what song you should listen to. Who knows? It's still a growing podcast. But yeah. Back to Domino's. They're great. They're generic. Whenever you think of a delivery pizza place, it's Domino's. They started the whole 30 minutes or less or it's free. But it's not great quality.
They're just not the Papa.
It's good. They're just not Papa. I'm sorry.
I like Domino's.
Domino's
hit me up for a sponsorship.
Okay, you can hit up Ajito for his podcast whenever it comes out. Freaking Ajito's ones. And yeah, I'm sorry. It's just back to the wings. Wings are crunchy. Wings have, they're hot. They're crunchy.
They have some good stuff. Is Papa John a pedophile? Never mind. Let's not talk about this.
I mentioned Subway. I'm glad you didn't mention about the other spokesperson. But we can lay off of the Papa for right now. We're trying to gun on freaking Domino's. Back to what I was saying.
Yeah, delete that part, by the way.
We're keeping it in. Wings are hot, crispy, full of sauce. I'm sorry. Domino's, you just don't do it. They don't fry their wings, I believe. They throw it in the oven and sneeze freaking buffalo sauce on my wings.
Domino's, hit me like, up.
Domino's hit up Alex. Too hard to be Alex everything other than a pizza place.
Yeah, like they have sandwiches, they have wings, they have all this stuff. I mean, wings and pizza, it goes. Sandwiches, yeah. I mean, you're going to have to be your own standalone restaurant to do that. You're not going to deliver me a sandwich. I've tried them before. They didn't come out freaking immaculate. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like the store name, the franchise name isn't Domino's. It's Domino's Pizza.
Domino's Pizza, yes.
I'm not even going to lie. Their bread, like freaking stick dishes or whatever, those are fire. Those are complete gas. But
yeah. See, then, what happened to breadsticks, wings maybe, pizza the main show? And I don't know, maybe some nice little cookie on the side. I remember back then, like before the whole cinnamon twists, garlic balls, cinnamon balls, who knows? It was always the chocolate lava cake.
The chocolate lava cake is so good.
So good.
That was the chocolate lava cake with freaking powdered sugar sprinkled over the top. Those are bomb. And it was always a good day whenever they would come. Like, holy, my mom just ordered this. Is it my birthday? I don't think so. but now they have freaking sandwiches, twists, all this stuff. I mean, I like it. It's a good menu. It's something new. It's something that other people don't really
but
have.
But it's not.
And they have salad. I've had one of their salads. It's weird because it's supposed to be fresh and come in a plastic sealed container, as in, like it's a film of plastic that you peel off. I don't know.
Therefore, it's prepackaged. It's not even fresh. It's
sealed. It's Do you make it in the store and you have something that seals it? So for, but then I would say if for ease of use because you know you don't have to put a lid, but a lid comes with it, and it's sealed.
Yeah, once you finish your salad.
Yeah, but then there's the thing. Why would you double seal it if it's not going to be fresh? Or if you're lying to me, I'm having trust issues.
Well, see, there we go again. Better ingredients,
Better pizza.
Papa John's.
John's. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. It's better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. The Papa, you can't mess with them.
The big daddy.
Discard what he said. He's the big guy. He got all the people. He's insane. And then, yeah, to Papa John's. Okay, well, Domino's, their wings. I only talked about the wings. The wings, soggy, mushy, not crunchy. Someone freaking sneezed buffalo sauce on them. So how can I enjoy it? Papa John's, on the other hand, not.
They don't even mess with it. They stick to their craft.
And then going back to, like, Pizza Hut. I mean, sorry. No, I'm not leaving Pizza Hut out of this, bro. You can't out Pizza the Hut. I'm sorry.
Nope.
I'm sorry. I just mentioned their name. Holy. Episode that goes on next Saturday, you know where I am. Holy. They're, like, feeding me freaking Pizza Hut pizza in, like, a basement, dude. But back to it. Domino's, like, they don't, sometimes people just don't cut the pizza right. Like, I'm having weird squares in there. I'm having some off triangles. Like, I get this little baby piece. Like, huh? It's not, I mean, I get it. Human error is a thing. But
how do you mess sometimes up
I can't
bad?
Even, yeah, sometimes I can't even, sometimes I can't even, feel, for real. And then sometimes I can't even take off the pizza with ease. I'm going to have to, because, you know, you always one-hand a pizza. If you don't one-hand a pizza, you're kind of gross. Like, yeah, it's, I don't want to touch this other slice because it's probably not going to be mine. It's someone else. Usually you buy pizza to share. If you don't, you're an actual G. You just eat pizza by yourself. You're cool. But usually pizza is like a family thing, a friend thing. You do it at function. So you usually don't want to grab the slice next to the other pizza. And it's hard when the person who made the pizza or is just basically cutting, that's all they do, cut all day, messed up the cut and I can't just pick up a pizza with ease. I'm sorry. It just doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
But see, I've had Domino's a lot. I know. I'm spinning flames on Domino's right now and
they're not a Domino's bad pizza a lot. Place at all.
They're not. They're good. Like, it's nothing. I mean, I would Domino's say nothing's better than Domino's pizza. But I'm saying whenever it's Domino's, it's going to be good. You know what you're getting. Like, I don't think I've ever had, like, a disgusting, like, ew, what kind of pizza is this from Domino's? No. They're good. And it better be good if you're charging, like, $10 for a delivery fee, even though I live down the street.
Just order but from then, Domino's. It's, like, 5 miles away.
Yeah. And, like, Papa John's, that's luxury pizza, my guy. See, it's, like, it's Little Caesars, no. If you really want to be a real one,
honestly, I like little freaking.
Yeah, it's
Roman guy.
Actually,
I think okay. It's not slept on, but it's like.
It's not slept on, but yeah, it's like ew, Little Caesars, ew. But it would be like Pizza Loca. I don't know if you guys heard of it. It's some really like. It's kind of like it's not really Little Caesars, but it's just like a pizza place. Like it actually has a good few stores.
You pizza Loca no ones. Gonna turn down pizza. Loca
one.
Put it that way.
But it's like, runner up Pizza Loca. Next one, Little Caesars. Next, I'm sorry, I'm probably not gonna talk to you guys tomorrow, but it's Pizza Hut. Next one would be Domino's. Last on top would be the Papa. I'm sorry.
I think. Yeah, I just can't get over the Domino's like. The breadstick stuff. Not the breadstick, still like the jalapenos they have in there. The little and breads, then, the freaking gluten side dishes. Those are so good.
Yeah. Oh, or the chicken ones. Those are cool. It's a good day when you have those too. And then so Domino's likes going off and making sandwiches and wings and salads and all that stuff. But pizza. And
Domino's, I am pretty sure Domino's doesn't even have Coke. They have Pepsi.
I think they do have Pepsi, if I'm not mistaken. No Coke products. Oh, I've just been reminded by one of my associates that it's Coke. Maybe, I think Little Caesars only has Pepsi products. But, so, going to the Pizza Hut stuff, though, you can't out Pizza the Hut. They have some crazy ideas. Do you guys remember, like, the holiday box? It was like, what, that. Two pizzas, like brownies and cookies, two drinks, all in like a huge box. I don't see freaking Domino's doing some crazy stuff like that. Yeah, I just don't.
That's just nuts.
You can't out Pizza the Hut. Pizza has some crazy ideas. The stuffed crust. Since when has Domino's had stuffed crust?
I think they do.
I don't think so. I'm not too sure.
I don't think they started it, but I think they have it.
Yeah. But what you call it? See, it's crazy. Pizza Hut does stuff out of the box, even though they put it in one. They have stuffed crust. I think they had hot dogs one time. Pigs in the blankets. I think they have like some nacho dips. Like, they would do all this crazy stuff. And I think maybe even they started, like, the garlic crust.
Probably. It was probably some experimental thing.
Yeah, it's insane. It's some, like, weird science experiment that Pizza Hut came up with. Pizza Hut is just crazy. They're new. They like, take the same formula and they just tweak it a bit every single time. There's always something new coming out at Pizza Hut.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Crazy. So going to the Papa, it's hard. I can't speak on the Papa because
he'll spank you, bro.
No, that you. And it's just so luxurious. You know, you never have it. It's always Pizza Hut, Domino's. Sometimes you'll get Papa. My first like every time when I was older and I can actually experience food for myself, I was at my grandma's house and she always orders Papa John's because they like it. So I'm like, well, and I've heard good things about Papa John's. So I've had like it was like a leftover pizza from like. You know, they got it a few hours ago or whatever. And I've had it, and it was good. It was like, whoa, the sauce, it's all here. And it was pretty good.
Pretty good.
You know, you just can't – it was good. It was really good. Bob Jones, if you're listening, it was a sponsor. Great. It was amazing. So, yeah. And then what really caught my eye from Papa John's, like, and they would always have the specials, you know. You'd always see them in, like, the newspapers, like Papa John's doing this, Papa John's doing that. You have special coupons for the Papa John's. But then they came out, I don't know if you guys heard about this, with the Shaq-a-roni pizza.
I remember that.
I don't.
It wasn't even that long ago. It was like maybe a month ago. Okay, so here's what it is. It's basically, if Shaq were to order a pizza, it's a medium pizza for Shaq. It was a big pizza.
No, I don't remember.
It was a big pizza filled with pepperoni. It was large. I think it was even larger than a large. Maybe it was an extra large kind of thing. It's filled with freaking cheese and what you call it, pepperonis. It was amazing. It was good. It was a big pizza and it was cool.
Actually, have you guys ever watched like The Meats?
The Meats?
A Meats?
You never seen Hall of Meat? Like skateboarding?
Oh, you mean so like in Skate 3 or stuff like that?
But, like, no, IRL. It's like a real thing. Like it's like when
the Hall of Meat, yeah, yeah. Like, that's such a weird name. It's like someone
people, like mortaring themselves when they skateboard.
It's insane,
dude. Like low key, like
let me slip, bro. I'm a freaking
horrible, but at the same time, you can't look away.
Oh, sometimes you get hurt.
Yeah, it's just when you like wipe out on a skateboard.
Yeah, it's like when people wipe out and stuff. They like break their arms and stuff.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I saw one where another guy got hit by a bus.
Well, like he was skating and then just.
Yeah, like he was going down like stairs, and he just got hit by a bus.
Holy! Like, usually, you see them, like they save themselves. Like they'll freaking shove it, and then like the board will either they'll like stop right in front of the car, or like the board will just go under the car, and, like, jump off.
Yeah, like they jump off. Yeah, they bail.
Have you seen that? It's like it's a pretty popular clip. I don't think the kid does like a kid kickflip, like off of like a high ramp or whatever, and like it freaking what did they call it? I guess corn dogs him so hard, like I think he's freaking starts bleeding on his butt, bro.
Dude, no, I've seen this one clip.
And he starts yelling. He's like, my balls are bleeding.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I've seen this one. It was a long time. I think it was so a year ago. This guy was skating down a rail. And it was like rusty, not rusty, but like it had like a metal, like not spike, but like it was a fracture in the metal, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he like jumped onto the rail, the board snapped, and like he was like freaking ball grinding down the thing, and then he ripped his freaking ball sack open.
That's a rip.
I saw it a long time ago.
Yeah, it's a scene.
It's low-key, like...
This guy secretly follows all of me, bro.
No, I don't hide it. Like, it's kind of cool. Like, I don't know.
Whenever I feel down, I look at the Hall of Meats.
Cheer me up. And I'm just like, I'm not those guys.
Luckily, I'm not them.
Bro, jeez, they, like, bro. Break their jaws, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Like, imagine ending up on the Hall of Meats. Like, do you get famous? Do they send you a do they set up a GoFundMe page? Like,
I don't know. No, you can
arm broken in 15 plays. Here's 20 grand.
I wish I could skate. Like, I wish I was good at skating.
I tried for like a good like month. Like, I got I tried a while.
I think I tried. Like right for, like, now,
if you gave me a board, I could probably ollie. But and like that's probably about it. Like, I got stuck on
that. I can't even.
I kind of give up. And also because I freaking snapped my board.
Oof. I still have my board, but I got my board. Low-key, I got a deal because, like, some girl was just, like, one of my homegirls was dead-ass, like, oh, I don't skate anymore. Do you want my board? And I was like...
Say less. How about that?
Yeah. I took
dude, Joey so snapped his board on some, so no head. Oh, my God.
Crap. Don't you guys hate it when you, like, get an eyelash in your eye?
Dude, oof, yeah. No, we were playing, Minecraft, and do you remember, Joaquin? I got something in my eye. It was an eyelash.
Yeah.
It's
so irritating. Like, it won't go away unless you cry. Like, yeah, it luckily falls out, or you, like, manually take it out, which is 90% of the time.
Like, my eye turned so red, and I wear contacts, so it was, like, you made it worse.
There was this one time I thought I could pull it out with tweezers.
Oh,
I actually pinched my eye. Like, dude, that hurt so bad.
Have you ever seen, like, how they get rid of cysts, like, what's that? Inside of your eye?
Oh, cysts. Oh, no.
Bro, they flip. So you have to have your eye open, like, fully. And they flip your eyelid, and they just bring a needle in, and they pop it.
Mm-mm.
Like, they bring a little knife, and they're like... Bro, I could not sit there. There's no way. Like, think about it.
I don't know. They don't even give you anesthesia?
I think they put you under some anesthesia.
No, they don't put you under anesthetic. Like they put you on... They numb you.
Ew.
Well, because if you're on anesthetic, you're going to fall asleep. And the whole point, you have to have your eyes open.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, they could probably hold them open for you.
Then that breaks the whole
point. I don't know. I don't know the whole criteria to doing that. It sounds pretty crazy, though.
They literally...
Imagine going in like, bro, I gotta go drain my eyes.
Have you guys ever, like, watered your eyes out?
You know what else sucks, bro?
Watered?
No.
Yeah, like you've gotten, you like, mean, stuff in your eyes so, like so bad, like, that you had to, like, actually, like, put...
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Like a water fountain.
One time, I think it might have been a book or something. It was super dusty. And I blew on it just because, like, I don't know. I felt like blowing on it because it was so I didn't want to wipe it down and get my hands all, like, muddy and stuff. So I blew on it. And then for some odd reason, it just all came straight back to my face. It was this old, like, brown, disgusting, like, grimy dirt. Just went straight into my face. And I couldn't, like, I opened my eyes and I could feel the little particles and grains of sand in there. It's gross.
No, what was it? You know, like, the ceiling, with, like, the ceiling tiles?
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
Like, I was working with one of it, and literally, it broke, like, a piece broke off and landed in my eye.
Oh, what time I got a grip on?
I think I was so bad.
I think I might have been, like, 10 years old. We were eating, clams. I broke one open, and a little piece went in my eye, bro. It was in there for, like, 2 days. I don't know what happened to it, but oh my god.
But you know something? It's not something that you get in your eye, like, manually or just randomly. It's when you're to be honest, you're kind of dirty, and you don't wash your hands, and you rub your eye. It's called a sty. Have you guys ever gotten one of those?
What does it look like? Or is it, like, just a...
It goes on your eyelid, and it, like, puffs up, and, like, you can see it. Like, it's weird. It just puffs up. And, like, your
bruise, kind of?
Eyelashes look all weird. No, it feels like it's like it kind of throbs and, like,
that's gross.
It's an infection on your eyelid.
That's never happened. Bruh,
I'm not dirty, so.
Yeah.
Not either.
Jeez. Describes. I'm not either, bro. Describe.
Not either, bro. Sounds like you've been through this, like, I'm just saying.
Crazy, though, because when I was in, like, eighth grade, I had my best friend, and his little goddaughter who went there or something like that related. And she had like she had one on her eye and her lower eyelid, and it was like pretty big, and it just stood there for like a week or whatever. And then like she was out for like a few days because I guess she had to have surgery on it or something like that.
Damn. Did her teacher have that? Bro,
I can't deal with like
yeah, I know Fernandez had it one time, bro. It was nasty.
Kind of gross.
Can you imagine? Okay, bro, have you ever like seen like. Like, can you imagine having surgery like near your eyes?
I mean, I'm getting surgery in like what on the 26th.
Yeah, but you're gonna be asleep.
No. Think but about then if you're awake. So yeah, there's like two like hole, not holes, but like pockets of like air, like where your cheek are at. And then they have to like open, like they have to get a bunch of stuff out to see if it's like infected or not. And then while they're doing that, they said that they could damage my eye while doing that, and you could lose like some vision, that I might lose vision, but it's like a less than 0.1% chance, but that's still scary to think about.
Yeah, they gotta take all the chances. It's kind of dumb though, like it's such a small chance, but they still gonna worry you, like, oh, there's a 0.01% like, chance that you can lose all your eyesight.
But they kind of have to, like,
yeah, they have to, because, like, you know, that'd be messed up, like,
you lose
because
your,
you know,
eyesight,
like, going to surgery thinking like, I'm get this thing done, and then I can't see. Yeah. It's either there's a chance that might happen, or you're just really bad at doing surgery, and I'm on docs, bro.
What was it?
Like, but like how does that even work? Contacts, like, you can. No, I don't. It's like you can sue someone for like all their money, but they can't undo that. Like, you're just blind. Fact.
Yeah.
Over. It's like. Jeez, man.
Yeah.
Like, okay, wait. Have either of you worn contacts before?
Never.
I have for Halloween that one year when I was it. I wore some yellow ones. They were pretty irritating, but I've never worn contacts in my life.
Afraid of putting them
dude,
in.
Like the first time, like you ever put contacts in, it sucks. Like it literally is like the worst feeling ever. By the way. First time they have to put the contact in your eye to make sure that it fits and different things like that. When you go to the eye doctor, they literally have to put it in so that they can see if the weight, like, because like the way contacts works is there like a little tiny weight
that keeps it centered,
and so it keeps it centered and stuff like that. Like it keeps it like not centered, but like more it keeps it from turning.
Yeah.
So like your vision's not weird. But literally they have to put it in. So like the doctor like literally opens your eye open and sticks the contact that I couldn't deal with that. Like literally like someone else's hand going into like your eye. Think about that.
Yeah.
Like, that is the scariest moment ever.
Like, you know, it's gonna happen. You're like, okay, he's gonna do this to my eye. But, like, you're just, your reflex is like, yeah, bro, I'm good.
I literally had to, like, wrap my arms around, like, the, what is it called? Like, not the bar, but, like, the armrest. I had to wrap my arms around the armrest and, like tense up.
Because I couldn't,
like, yeah, literally, because I couldn't.
Yeah.
Because like, my automatic reaction was, like, to, like, push him off or, like, sock him or something. You know what I mean?
Say, hey, bro, what you doing, bro? Yeah, and like don't you can either just put it in with your finger, or they have like little suction cups, right? Like little things.
I've never used the suction cup.
People without eyes.
No, not freaking glass eyes. Like they're for the contacts. Like
there's you just certain, yeah, they're certain. And then just, I think that's for hard contacts though.
Because you know those TikToks where like they'll like be like, oh, look at my eyes.
Yeah, because I think you break up if you use it with your hand. Or your fingers?
It's way...
I don't know.
For me, it's way easier just to put it in with my... Like, literally now, I don't even have to look when I put them in or take them out. I literally do it in the middle of class, by the way, now. like in my first class.
Does it burn? Or, like, just used to it now?
I mean, not anymore. Yeah, you don't feel... After after you done you like worn it for like maybe like 2 weeks, like you like maybe you'll feel it when you put it in, but like you'll stop feeling it like maybe like in like a week.
That's what she said. Yeah, you're right.
Like, it's not that bad. But then like hard contacts,
so
you get to wear them for like days.
Yeah. So, biggest talk around the schoolyard, Travis Scott at McDonald's.
I'm surprised they didn't have a toy.
Bro. I seen on Dude, for bro, calm down. I'm getting to that. Travis Scott at McDonald's. What is it? Quarter pounder with cheese, bacon, onion, pickles, lettuce, and I don't know, mustard or whatever.
Large side pickles of fries, barbecue sauce, and like a medium.
Large side of fries, medium Sprite. So today I went and got it because it just bounced today. So I was like, okay. And it was crazy because I literally didn't make a big deal. Like, I kind of wanted to, but then, like, I was like, I've been seeing stuff, nothing confirmed, like getting some merch or, like, you know, something cool, like from him or, like, just, you know, from the company putting it out. So I was like, nah. But I went, like, one of my cousins posted on her story, like, oh, let's see what this craze is about. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go get it. So I go and I get it. You know, just what we described, you know, the Sprite, the burger, the fries. Didn't get the barbecue sauce. Oh. Low-key kind of disappointed.
Get a refund, bro. You didn't get the full experience.
Yeah, bro. Give me my freaking 50 cents back, bro. You don't get to keep that. For real. And then it's dumb because I was like, okay. They have a name for it, the Travis Scott. Like, okay, well, dude, you're making it sound real cool. Could have made it a freaking number 55, but no, it's Travis Scott. Like, that sounds pretty cool, but when I get it, it just comes in a regular brown box, regular carton of fries and a drink. Like, bro, and mind you, no barbecue sauce. I'm still kind of mad.
Is it unlimited?
And yeah,
like, yeah, but is it gonna be there? Like,
but like, what's so special about it? Like, see, because the point I'm getting to is I didn't get anything else. I didn't get no special box. Like, there is, you know, like when you change your order up, it'll say don't put onions or whatever, and they'll slap a freaking tape on it. It said Travis Scott. That was literally all it said. It was like someone typed it out and that was it. But besides that, no freaking Cactus Jack kind of stuff. No little t-shirt they threw at me. No little toy.
Some of the employees have,
not even a freaking special like, box. I seen that. I seen that, dude. I was like, I'm about to get a job just to get that.
Nah, they should have put the
but
toy.
See, yeah.
I swear those are
toys. Like the whole.
It's like a little figure.
It just for that toy.
Yeah.
Just for the Travis Scott figure.
Yeah.
Like the one from like his album cover and like all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is like Instagram has it on. This is his profile pic. And that's the whole reason, like, whoa, Travis Scott's at McDonald's. They're most likely going to give, like, a toy or something that all the hype beasts want, and I'm going to get one. I'm going to sell it on eBay.
Nah, bro, that's
for freaking 3K.
In my room. It would be in my room. Like, literally, like, I don't even care. Like, because that was, like, one of my, like, the song that, like, the actual, like, figure comes out in is, like, actually one of my favorite songs off the album. It's like, you know,
yeah, and then you would think, like, it's like Travis Scott, no toy. I just get a burger. I probably could have built my own, slapped together. That's called the Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
You remember?
And, like,
you remember when?
Yeah. And then, I got TMZ that, like, I guess he was at a McDonald's or whatever, and people, like, freaking bum rushed him. I don't know what was so special about him being at the McDonald's, but
I mean, he's a,
I don't know. What were we going to say?
Well, you remember when he had the Reese's cereal box?
That was him, too?
No,
I thought that was someone else.
He had a.
How much is that going for right now?
See, and that's another. What, like, a lot, dude. People freaking have those in, like, plexiglass boxes. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, one of the kids at our school, like, brought, like, a bunch of them, and, like, he had them in, like, plastic boxes.
Like, flex on us. Like, he had it in a plastic bag and, like, whipped them out, like, between classes. Like, yeah, bro. I got the Travis Scott Reese's Pieces, bro. What do you even have, bro? What are those? Freaking Yeezys? Get those out of here.
Well, some people are selling them for, like, $4, and then other people are selling them for some crazy.
I mean, you don't know if it's real or not. I don't know if there's an authentic, because it's a cereal box. Like, what's so special? Like, how can you not boof a cereal box?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool, like, and whatever, but, like, low-key, like, yeah. It would have been nice if it came, if one, of, like, those, have a one toy. Of those things came with a toy, like.
Like, something. I don't even care what it was. It didn't have to be, like, a little figure of him. I mean, and then you really think about it, they, like, it literally came out of the blue, maybe at the beginning of the month, a few days before. Like, and those toys had to be mass-produced to, like, pretty much every, almost every McDonald's, you know. Participating restaurants or whatever, and they'd have to get those out, like, but I would say if they were planning this for a while, they would already have them out, but obviously they don't.
Nah, that should have been,
but it's weird because yeah, he was with Reese's Pieces is covered by Kellogg's, right?
I think so, yeah.
Just my brain is like, yeah, he worked with Kellogg's, he worked with Epic Games, he had a whole show in the game. They give out, like, skins and stuff. He's in the game.
Yeah.
And then you think McDonald's, like, there's going to be something collectible or, like, something cool. But no, it's a burger.
Yeah, like, also, like, in the commercial, it's the toy. You know what I mean? Like,
is it? Yeah. I think, yeah. It's the toy. It's in, like, dipping, like, the fry?
Yes.
See? Know. Like, I'm not believing that there's a toy. I could be wrong, like, my wherever I went just didn't have it, and I just didn't know, because I haven't seen any, like, posts, like, oh, yeah, bro, I got my Travis Scott toy. I mean, I tried looking it up, but there wasn't really that much stuff about it. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, Travis got a McDonald's. That's pretty much
it. Yeah, no, I didn't see a toy, though. Like, I didn't see anywhere, like, a little figure or something.
But I did see, like, a picture. It looked like a pretty nice picture. And, like, someone had the meal, and there was, I don't know, I can't really think of exactly what it was, but it was, like, a green packet. It looked like a, not really a, what you call it, like, a sauce packet. It looked more like a ketchup packet, but a little bit thicker, or a little bit wider. And, like, it looked like it had, like, some stuff that Travis Scott would, you know, some kind of art like that. But I don't know. Never seen it again.
There's no toy. I'm looking through a couple YouTube videos.
Oh, you looking at all the food reviews? Yeah. Let's see what the hype is about.
Bruh. It's funny, like...
Yeah, I would just think you would just have more. What were you going to say?
Do you remember when they did the Szechuan sauce thing for Rick and Morty?
For Rick and Morty,
I don't remember. Because, I mean, I was...
riots over that
stuff. For Szechuan
sauce? Yeah.
It tasted like... Like
sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah,
it was like, wow, let's play these foods and just redo the label.
Yeah, it was
same ingredients, same pizza, freaking change the label.
Yeah,
but like literally, they had riots over like that stuff. That is like the craziest thing.
Oh, it's because it was gonna be super limited. It was only out for like an extra week.
Yeah,
and it never came back again.
And it's just so crazy how like. Like a show, like I know it's a big show, but to influence people that hard to even have McDonald's bring out the sauce again, or if there ever was a sauce for Mulan,
I think there was. There had
I
don't
know.
To.
Have I been. Wouldn't. Like, I would never. Over Mulan, like I don't know. Like I guess maybe.
But see, back then that was a thing. Like a lot of like fast food places, like oh yeah, we have Mulan. But see, I would think the toys, but yeah, they'll do like some cross kind of things. Like they got little prints on their cups. There's packets, there's sauces, I mean, stuff like that. Though.
This was like a Rick and Morty joke that's like...
Yeah.
Literally a joke started this whole thing. Like,
it's so funny.
Yeah, I don't know. That was just crazy to me. Like the Travis Scott thing, was. Like, it makes more sense. Like, especially because yeah. Like the toy and...
Bro, I didn't see any riot happen before the Travis Scott thing.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, if you like look up on TMZ or just like look up Travis Scott at McDonald's,
well, that's because he showed up. You know what I mean? It wasn't like
he was there. You know,
it wasn't like the creators of Rick and Morty showed up to a McDonald's. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
this yeah. is just over.
Well, yeah, that's like the only instance of a riot. Like, I can know. Freaking Travis Scott was there, shirtless, looking like Travis Scott.
He was there shirtless with the freaking, with the jeans on.
Yeah, he like asked for someone's shirt. Like, hey, bro, can I borrow your shirt? I'll give it back.
Bro, that kid was probably like, like freaked out.
I think it was a girl. I'm not too sure.
I'm gonna go take this out of my eyes.
Like I know. For real, just Travis Scott coming like, hey, can I borrow your like sweater or whatever?
Like, what would you do if Travis Scott walked up to you and was like, yo, can I borrow your shirt real quick? And then I'll just give it back.
I mean, if I was wearing a sweater, for sure. But, like, my shirt? What am I going to say? Travis Scott wore this shirt. I'm going to put it up on a placard.
Like, no.
Freaking
like,
brush it, dust it off every day. Brother. Have it certified. Freaking, call it the I'll have it rated by the card company or whatever. It'll be, like, grade 10 Travis Scott wore shirt.
The first thing I would do is have him sign it. Like, there's no way. I'm
like yeah, bro. Not my shirt. How about that?
There's no way, like.
I mean, but the man's shirtless. You would think he's gonna have a pen. And then I mean, did he post like, "Oh, I'm gonna be here at this McDonald's," or he just showed up and then people just started hearing?
To be honest,
yeah, it's weird. It's crazy. All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning into the first episode of the Quiet Ones podcast. Make sure to like this thing. I don't know if there's likes on whatever platform you're listening on to. Make sure to plug us to anyone if you think we were good tonight. We're going to post at 12 a.m. every Saturday with new topics happening throughout the week. Thank you, everybody. Homies, say goodbye and good night to everyone listening.
Ranch.
Okay, we're back with the ranch. All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Have a good one.